is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Adam Carolla, the TV personality, comedian, and author, in just a moment. But first, lonely people are as socially skilled as the rest of us, but they crack under the pressure of talking to others. Researchers showed people 24 faces and asked them to name the human emotion. They found those who suffer from loneliness understand social cues better than some people, but their problem is they just can't handle the pressure of talking to others. Smartphone use could tell when people are depressed. A study suggests that tracking the number of minutes a phone is used and its location can offer clues about the user's state of mind. Researchers claim the more time someone spends on his or her phone, the greater the chance they are depressed. The average daily usage for depressed individuals was found to be about 68 minutes, compared to 17 minutes for happier souls. Bad manners are contagious. Researchers studied graduate students who are practicing negotiation with classmates. They found that those who rated their initial negotiation partner as rude were more likely to be rated as rude by a later partner, which shows that rudeness can spread. A woman in Kansas smashed the window of a car to save a toddler locked inside. The woman found the 2-year-old girl locked in the hot car with the windows up. The girl was covered in perspiration, and she attempted to find the parent or guardian but couldn't. So the woman tried to break the window of the car with a screwdriver and a tire iron but couldn't. Another woman had a truck hitch and was able to break the window. Paramedics checked the girl's vitals, and she was later picked up by her godmother. A couple later showed up claiming the toddler was their niece and they wanted her back. But cops ticketed them for child endangerment. The website for people looking to have affairs, AshleyMadison.com, has been hit by hackers who are threatening to expose personal information to the more than 37 million potential cheaters. The site's parent company, Avid Life Media, confirmed the hack, saying they're now securing the website and are working with law enforcement to nab the culprits. The hackers say they want Ashley Madison and another website, Established Men, taken down. If they're not removed, the hackers say, they'll release all customer records, including profiles, with all the customer's secret sexual fantasies and matching credit card transactions, real names and addresses, and employee documents and emails. A new study has tracked the weight of 10,000 men over 20 from their adolescence into their early 30s, and it finds the average 6-foot-tall first-time father gains 4.4 pounds if they live with their child after birth, and about 3.3 pounds if they live separately. That equals a 2.6% and 2% jump in a man's BMI, respectively. And the parenthood weight gain is a separate issue above the already known effect of marriage making men fat. The reason? It likely comes down to a change of eating habits and lifestyle. You have new responsibilities when you have your kids and may not have the time to take care of yourself the way you once did in terms of exercise. While many men quit smoking or cut back on alcohol when they have children, there may be more snacks and leftovers lying around. And by the way, regardless of marital status, childless men actually lost weight in the same period, about 1.4 pounds. A boyfriend filmed the moment he got revenge on his girlfriend for allegedly cheating on him by making a fake birthday surprise for her. The YouTube video has been viewed 2 million times and shows the woman being given a towel to wear as a blindfold as her boyfriend leads her into another room singing Happy Birthday. When the woman removes the blindfold, she realizes all her possessions have been boxed up and that her big surprise is that she's being kicked out. She asks him, "Are you packing my stuff up?" The guy says yes and reveals that he busted her for cheating on him. The video comes to an end before she has a chance to respond. Comedian, author, and TV personality Adam Carolla is on the show. Hey, how are you, Adam?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
So let's talk first about your book, Daddy Stop Talking. I love that title. Did one of your kids actually say that to you?
Oh, yeah. My daughter used to say it ad nauseum from the time she could speak until probably about the time she finally started seeing me on TV and realizing that my talking is what was buying her vacations and her stuffed animals and her trips to Disneyland. And at a certain point, she's worked it out.
She finally came around, huh?
She can come around, I pushed her around, which was basically explaining that if I stop talking, then, you know, all the toys are going back to the store. So I have to remind my wife of that every once in a while as well. All the other books are out in paperback as well, and 50 Years Will All Be Chicks and President Me and Not Taco Bell Material. But no, this book still hardcover. Although it should be called hardback, right? I know it sounds sort of gay, but I mean, if we're saying paperback, we should say hardback.
I think
or
that's
say
true.
Paper cover.
And the theme of Daddy Stop Talking is just all about your life at home?
It's just all the stuff I've put together over living for 9 years with a boy and a girl twins. You know, as a comedian, I'm just trying to put together material. It's usually the stuff that's around me, and these guys have been around me for the longest, and I haven't written anything on them, so I just decided to start collecting all the material that I had that I was living with.
Yeah, well, I'm grandfather to twins. My daughter has a boy and a girl, and when they were first born and came home from the hospital, she would walk into the room, and they would be side by side in their little seats holding hands. Did that ever happen to your twins?
No, my daughter would probably be punching my son in the head. But if you replace holding hands with punching the other one in the head, yeah, they do love each other. I mean, they do feel a great connection, but I think she drives him insane.
All right, let's also talk about this new movie that you're behind, The Racing Life of Paul Newman. It's called Winning, and it has nothing to do with Charlie Sheen, right? It's about Paul Newman.
No, it's just about Paul Newman and his driving career. He had a 30-something year professional driving career.
And how good?
No one really knows about.
How good was he?
He won 4 national championships, so he was a professional driver. I mean, you can't win 4 national championships unless you get out and go to Road Atlanta and Watkins Glen and Pocono and Sears Point. Like, you got to go everywhere. You have to collect points, and then they do the runoffs at Road Atlanta, and he won 4 times. I think he won like 76, 79, 85, and 86. So you can't, it's not a hobby at that point. And, you got to be good. You're racing against the best in the United States, and you're winning.
Now, what prompted him to get so involved in racing, and what prompted you to get involved with making it into a movie?
Made a movie called Winning and in 1969 and with Robert Wagner and I think Joanne Woodward, I think his wife was in there too, and he just got very intoxicated with racing, and then once he got into it, he just went headlong into it. And it's a really good documentary. It's got a lot of really good voices and celebrities in it, and I'm really proud of it. You can get it on iTunes or Amazon or, you know, wherever VOD, wherever you find your movies.
And that's also where we can get the Adam Carolla Show, your daily podcast, right?
Yeah, you can get it at iTunes. Find it there. Got a movie called Road Hard, which is a sort of autobiographical stand-up movie. It's on Amazon, iTunes, all that stuff there. So if you want some fun weekend watching, do that. But the Newman thing, it's not a gearhead thing. Definitely watch it with the wife. She'll fall in love with Paul Newman all over again, and you'll have a whole new respect for the guy. And then watch it with your kids, too, because what you want to say to your kids is this is how you're supposed to live your life.
Well, it's funny. I have a great Paul Newman story. When he was filming Nobody's Fool in my hometown of Beacon, New York, my son, who was like 7 at the time, waited on a street corner for him to come back from filming to his trailer. And in the snow, he actually got out of his vehicle, walked over and did a little interview with my son for his second grade class. So he was a remarkable guy, and he was very generous with his time.
He is funny because he drove one of the rare weird sponsorships he had when he drove at Daytona in a Roush Mustang was Nobody's Fool. Like, he actually got the movie company to sponsor his car that he drove at Daytona that year. The movie must have come out right around the time Daytona was going off.
Oh, great connection. And you catch a contractor on Spike. I caught this the other night. You have so many things going on, but this is an interesting show.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. You know, you find the contractors that screw over the homeowners, And you bust them. You drag them back to the scene of the crime. You kick their butt around a little. You get them to do the job correctly, and then you have the homeowner scream at them. I mean, what? How could you go wrong with that?
And it hasn't become violent at all?
It has before. Yeah, it was a homeowner who was a Marine who hired his Marine buddy to redo his kitchen, and at a certain point the homeowner came flying back in and attacked the guy. Yeah, it happens, because if you imagine you're a young couple, you have a young child, you save up all your money, you scrimp and save for years, you give all of it to a contractor, he tears your kitchen apart, and then he leaves, and a year later you're cooking off a George Foreman grill in the living room. Imagine how many arguments you'd have with your wife, by the way, over this. And, these guys have a lot of pent-up anger after what they've been through.
Well, Adam Carolla, you certainly have a lot going on. I don't know how you keep track of it all, but I thank you for granting us a few minutes with you.
Thanks for having me.
With Adam Carolla, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.